Back to Huskies Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Paige Alvey from the Michigan Tech women's basketball team is with us, undefeated in the conference. They swept the southern portion of the schedule for the GLIAC and now are doing well in the north. And what a couple of games we had this past week, and especially that Thursday game that we talked so much about last night during the Huskies night out. And Paige, welcome to Mix 93, and congratulations on an awesome season so far.
Thank you. It's been great.
I'll talk a little bit about the Ferris game, your perspective and what you were seeing out there, and the nerves in that second half, or how was it all going?
Ferris. In the first half, it almost seemed kind of like a blur to me, I guess. We got in the locker room, and it was everyone's like, how much are we down? What's going on? And we all talked through it a little bit before Coach came in, and once she came in, she told us basically that we had one option, and that was to turn it around, respond, and go full throttle for the rest of the game. And I think that's what we did. We told Kenzie, like, don't hold back. You know, this is go time, and just take it to the rim. So like, that's exactly what she did. And I feel like we all hopped on her back after that. I mean, she came out strong with a three-point play right at the beginning, and that's all you can ask for. People get so excited off of those. And I thought the bench was in it. I thought anyone coach called on really was just into the game. And that was probably one of the funnest halves I've ever played in a basketball game. When it was over, I just remember I tuck jumped, and the locker room was really exciting. Sometimes you just can't control it, and it's slightly embarrassing when you see it on film. But yeah, it was awesome, and I was really proud of the way that we responded. I just hope we're not in a down at half situation like that again, though.
How about we talked to Kim a little bit about the just the locker room scene, and you know, we asked her, what do you say to the team when you're down and you're not playing well, and who's talking among the players before you guys get in there? And she had no idea. So who is the vocal leader on this team right now?
Well, honestly, I think it's a little bit of everyone. We kind of do the people on the floor kind of say what they're seeing, people on the bench say what they're seeing. We kind of collaborate together, and I really do think it's a little bit of everyone, or whoever's seeing anything will step up and say something. And when coach comes in, no one else interjects at all.
That's what she said too.
Yeah,
she agreed with that. Yeah,
she knows it. Yeah,
that's pretty cool. It seems like that's pretty healthy for everybody to feel comfortable to step up and be vocal when they, you know, if they feel like they have something to contribute.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's a cool part of our team, especially even if a freshman sees something, it's everyone's all ears. So I really like that aspect of our team.
How about talk about your background a little bit? You're from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. Talk about your family a little bit.
Well, I'm an only child, no siblings, so just me, my mom, and my dad. Sun Prairie was fun, but I like it up here, I guess. We have two really large, fat cats at home. I have a cute cat here in Houghton. Coach thinks it's gross.
All right.
But, yeah.
How about, am I right in remembering your dad played in the NFL?
Yeah, my dad played for the Jets in the NFL. So
nice. So obviously he was into sports and got you into sports. How young were you when you started playing basketball?
I think I was probably in the second grade, maybe. My dad had no idea about basketball, nothing. He bought like How to Coach a Girl's Team book. I distinctly remember him reading it before I went to bed, and like Googling plays, looking things up on the internet. He had no idea what he was doing. But it turned out fairly well. He coached all my teams growing up until I got to high school. And my mom is not athletic at all. We tease her all the time. You try to throw the car keys and it's a sure miss. So she's definitely the girl of the family. But
so you played high school. What was your recruiting process like? How did you find out about Michigan Tech, and how did you end up here?
Well, I was looking kind of at a group of different schools, and I just remember Coach Cameron kept calling, and she was probably the funnest person to talk to on the phone. That was the only coach that I really enjoyed talking to, because we didn't always talk about basketball. She was really personable, and she was assistant coach at the time, and so she just kept telling me like, oh, you should just come up here, and I'm sure you'll like it. And it was my last visit, and I liked it. I knew before I left that this is where I wanted to go, and I didn't have that feeling anywhere else, so it was kind of a match right away for me.
I always wondered about that too. When you when you're recruited and you have other options mm-hmm. and you make the choice, is there a light switch that goes on that you know, oh, I made the right choice? And I'm sure for some people, oh, I made the wrong choice. But, I mean, was it at that time, or was there any time during your freshman season when you said, I really, really made the right choice? Or?
Well, I mean, national championship your freshman season.
Yeah.
I think you're thinking good choice when you're riding that train. So, but definitely there was a moment when it clicked when you came up here. I had visited a couple other schools, and I kept thinking, like, there was trade-offs. I'd go there, and I'd like this, but I don't like that. I enjoy the coach, but I don't click all the way with the players. Something like that, and I came up here, and it felt right when you got here. So that was definitely a big factor in why I decided to come here. So.
Hey, what a great thing to happen, though, because it doesn't happen to everybody.
Yeah,
and for that, for you to be so confident in that you made the right decision, I think is great.
Well, I really enjoyed it here, and basketball obviously has been amazing, and it's been a real life lesson for me that also I can take forward into my future. It's really good on applications, and I mean, there's positives to it all the way around. So.
How about academics? What are you studying?
Exercise science. Yep, and I'm looking to go to PA school, so I have some interviews for that coming up here in February.
Nice. How about just as you look at the rest of the season now? Obviously, it wasn't the start you guys wanted, but you're at this point ready to take the next step, hopefully, and you're 10-0 in the conference, but a big, big game on Thursday. You got Wayne State, who's arguably the next best team in the conference right now.
Yeah, this definitely will be the toughest game that we've probably played this season. We started preparing yesterday. I'm actually looking really forward to it. They're going to be big, really big, and they're going to be physical, but those are my favorite games planned. So I think that we will hopefully outsmart them. I know that we work hard. We'll have scouts. We'll watch film. We'll know their game. And I mean, it's just going to be a tough matchup. And we need to show up for the full 40 minutes.
Do you have your defensive assignment yet? I mean, do you know who exactly you're going to get? Coach Cameron was telling us that they had a D1 transfer who's bigger than the girl from Grand Valley who looked pretty unstoppable once you touched the ball in there.
We don't have assignments yet. We did learn personnel yesterday, and Heather was playing her, and she was told to stand in the lane and be a wall, pretty much. Yeah, this girl is pretty big. I'm interested to see her in person, so it's gonna be awesome.
How about the road trips? You're a senior now, you're used to it, but you know, do you ever get used to
No.
10 hours on the bus?
No. Freshman year, you're cozied up next to somebody. Sophomore year, you have the chance of being cozied up next to somebody. And junior year, it's all right, but senior year, it starts to hurt. So you have your own seat, but your back starts to hurt, your legs start to hurt. But I always think that I have it better than my 6'5 roommate, so that's okay. But road trips are all right. By the time you get to not, like, senior year, it's your last go about, so you got to enjoy them while you have them.
Well, we look forward to the games this weekend, it seems a lot of fun to watch. You never know exactly who's going to step up and, you know, who's going to, be the star, and obviously you've been a big part of it this year, and we look forward to watching the rest of the season, and wish you the best the rest of your year.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Paige. Paige Olley for the Michigan Tech women's basketball team. They play on Thursday night and Saturday afternoon on the road. We'll have the broadcast for you here on Mix 93. Back with more right after this.